Welcome back to Innovation. And now we're going to talk about innovation in the classroom. Jason Whiting has been teaching for 9 years. He currently teaches information and communication technology and career and technical education at Patrick Henry Middle School in Sioux Falls. He received a grant from the Sioux Falls Education Foundation to purchase a humanoid robot. We spoke earlier this morning about innovation in the classroom.
It's a robot. It's called a NAO, or NOW. It's a humanoid robot. Stands about 2 feet tall, and a lot of people would think that it looks like it's like artificial intelligence, but it's not. The robot only does what somebody programs it to do, and so my students are programming it to do anything from head, shoulders, knees, and toes, that song, to identifying right and left, up and down.
And this is to teach computer programming. That's simple.
It is. Yep, we use it. I'm using it right now to introduce my eighth graders to some more advanced type computer programming. But we're also, we're starting basic. It can be anything from object-based, where you're dragging and dropping, or to, there's 7 different languages that my students can physically code in.
When you say different languages, what does that mean?
Well, in the computer science and computer programming, it's just like, verbal languages that humans speak. There are many, many different computer programming languages. Things like JavaScript and Python, Swift and Swift 2, which is what iOS devices are coded in, C++, and just a variety of different programming languages out there.
And really the purpose is so students can really physically see what their work does?
Yeah, it's awesome because they get rewarded right away. I mean, they get to, what I've done is, before I wrote this grant, I went to our RISE program, which is one of our subgroups of our special education department. And I went to those teachers and I said, if I were to get a humanoid robot that could be programmed to do things with your students, what would you like it to do? And they said, they have students who are working on identifying right and left and up and down and, different parts of the body, hand, foot. And they said, we'd like it to be able to do stuff like that and interact with our students. So what I do is then I go to my students and I present the problem. I say, okay, we need this robot to be able to identify if somebody touches its right hand, if it's left hand, et cetera. And my students write a computer program that we then upload to this robot that then will interact with the students and do what we ask it to do. So my students get to do that program, upload it to the robot, and see if it works live, almost instantaneously.
Which is why you said the robot will do head and shoulders, knees and toes.
Yeah, I do have an eighth grade student. She, one of the teachers said that's one of the songs that they do. And so this eighth grade student, she took it upon herself to write that program, and she has it almost perfected right now. The robot itself, because it's limited, because it is a robot, and because of where the joints and everything are at, it can't get all the way to its head and all the way to its shoulders. So she's just tweaking certain things to make it look like, he's able to actually touch those areas. And then she's messing with the speed of it, how fast he does it, and how many times he repeats. And it's been very interesting to see her. She just took it upon herself to do that, and it's been a very long process. She's worked on it before school, after school, at home. Very interesting.
Okay, so this is teaching so many different things here. It's teaching problem solving. It's teaching computer coding. It's teaching innovation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the, one of the misrepresentations, I think, with people when they say computer programming is they think it's just people sitting in this little cubicle, at a computer just typing away, kind of like this boring thing. But really, I've been doing coding in the classroom since I was a fourth grade teacher. 5-6 years ago is when I first started doing it. And programming itself, coding, is problem solving. You're given a problem, and you have to solve it. And it's critical thinking, and it's collaboration. My students rarely work on something by themselves. They are together, trying to solve the problem and giving each other suggestions. And it is really one of the coolest things when we're doing a full day of coding to watch the students who, you know, sometimes normally wouldn't talk to one another, mm-hmm. get together and solve these problems and use that critical thinking. And that, to me, yes, we're learning the computer science side of it, or at least the basics of it. But no matter what degree or job they go into in the future, critical thinking and problem solving are huge, and this will help them in every aspect of that.
This is a lot more advanced than the computer coding I had to take back when I was in college 30 years ago, and I think after an entire semester, I ended up printing a smiley face, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot different than it was then. During my undergrad, I didn't even have any computer programming, but talking to some of the similar to what you had to do, to produce a smiley face. Well, I've seen kindergartners be able to produce entire apps with the things that is available to them nowadays. You know, there's enough companies out there and websites that, you know, obviously see the value in this. And so the resources are just amazing for what students are able to get access to now and what they can create. And their imagination is just infinite. I mean, the things that they can come up with is just awesome.
Well, and the Sioux Falls School District is taking those steps, right, to offer more computer coding as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the things. Dr. Maher, our superintendent, he is 100% on board with understanding that our students, their future is going to be full of, already is full of technology compared to even when, I mean, I'm 39 years old, and it's just different than when I was their age, you know. So, yeah, we have three schools, three elementaries that are part of a program called Code to the Future, where kindergarten through fifth grade, they are working on, for 30 minutes a day, some computer science based projects, and then that's going to get moved into middle school and then high school eventually. And then there are committees right now being set up that are trying to establish how we're going to get more computer science into all of the schools, not just our Code to the Future schools.
Now, this robot that you have in your classroom, you were able to purchase this with a grant that you got from the Sioux Falls Community Foundation.
Sioux Falls Education Foundation.
The Sioux Falls Education Foundation. This was you wanting to do this. This wasn't part of a curriculum that you had to do. This is a bonus for these kids.
Absolutely. And originally I wrote it for I do an after-school coding club. For students, and I was originally going to write the grant just so those kids could work with it. But after I've been trying to get this type of robot for 3 years now. I've written many, many grants and not had any approved because it was a large amount.
We're talking $7,000, right?
That's how much the Education Foundation gave me for him. I had a gentleman give me $1,000 cash also. And then the company itself knocked $3,000 off of it for me.
Wow.
So, you know, really got almost a $12,000 robot for seven through the foundation. But yeah, it's not part of a curriculum. This is all stuff that I've built into my eighth grade curriculum, where we have coding things that we do. This gives me a different way to do that with them. And actually, my sixth and seventh graders are really excited for eighth grade because they know they get to work with the robot then.
Uh-huh.
And it's increased my coding club attendance because my coding club attendance kids, they get to work with it no matter what grade they're in.
Huh. And so explain the name of the robot to me.
Well, originally when I got him this summer and took him out of the box, my kids decided, my personal kids, decided that we should name him Fred, which we did. But then what I do is I knew that I was going to let the school pick the name for him because, I mean, the whole school kind of knew about this because of different news stories and stuff. So the kids in my homeroom class got to submit names. So I had 18 names submitted, and then I put that into a Google form, and I sent it out to all the teachers, and the kids in their homeroom classes got to vote. And so the name Juan Pablo was the winner this year. And so his official full name is Fred Juan Pablo. And then next year, my homeroom kids will get to submit a new name. The school will vote, and we'll just tag that name on the end.
Okay.
It
will keep growing.
Down the road here, he's going to have a really long name.
How long will this robot last?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's pretty robust in the way it's built. There are some, you know, always some issues because it is, again, it's an electronic. It has some motors in it. We had one of the motors in the shoulder burn out, which happens. I mean, that's just kind of part of when you have anything like this. But they fixed him and are actually fixing it right now for me. But, you know, ideally, there's no software. It all updates itself. It's all done through the cloud. So I should be able to keep him for many, many years to come and just continue to use him.
Now, I saw a quote where it said that your students are really teaching you.
Oh, absolutely.
How so?
Yeah. I have very basic programming knowledge, like extremely basic. I've taken one computer programming class, learned the basics of one language. And so really, like with my eighth graders, the software that we use to write the programs, I knew nothing about. So I had our IT guy put it on all of our computers, and a day in class, I said, all right, ladies and gentlemen, this is how you open up the software. Let's go. And throughout that week while we were working on it, they're teaching me how to do things within inside the program, how to make the robot do these things and do that. And, you know, because by default, students like to, they assume the teacher knows, you know, everything about what they're doing. Well, when it comes to this, I don't. I mean, I'm not a native to this digital world like they are. And so certain things just come easier. And when it comes to what I find when it comes to computer science programming stuff, they tend to have more grit and perseverance when it comes to that than sometimes I do. So there are things that I get frustrated on, and I'll just ask my students, hey, I'm stuck on this. And they're like, oh, well, Mr. Whiting, this is easy. This is how we do it. So they're teaching me constantly.
Darn
and they're
kids.
Teaching each other, which is just so powerful.
Yeah. So when Fred Juan Pablo has a really long name 5 years from now,
yes.
How do you picture using this differently in your classroom?
You know, as far as the name, we'll just call him by whatever name he was named for that year. But yeah, just the official one will be nice and long. You know, I'm excited. I have no idea what they're going to be able to make him do in 5 years because we're so new into this and how much we've just almost exponentially grown in our knowledge of how to use him in a quarter and a half of this school year is just awe-inspiring. So 5 years from now, I mean, I am excited to see what my students will be able to have him do. But I have no idea because it's almost infinite what he can do. I mean, it can be so advanced. He's called a humanoid robot for a reason. He is very human acting, can do so many things that we haven't even discovered yet. So 5 years from now is going to be just so many levels of exciting.
And will you still be using him in the special needs classes as well?
Absolutely. That is my That was my initial intention when I wrote him, when I wrote the grant for this, and would love to be able to get him into some early childhood classrooms across the district. Also have, you know, a friend who teaches computer science at one of the high schools, actually at two of the high schools. I would love to be able to loan him to those two teachers and let the high school students use him.
All right. Well, Jason Whiting, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
Okay. Best of luck. Jason Whiting has been teaching for 9 years. He currently teaches information and communication technology and career and technical education at Patrick Henry Middle School in Sioux Falls. Again, he received a grant from the Sioux Falls Education Foundation to purchase a humanoid robot.